The state of Alaska has a problem with derelict vessels, and lawmakers in Juneau are looking at how to address it. Municipalities would be given greater authority to deal with derelict and abandoned vessels under a bill introduced by Homer Representative Paul Seaton. Seaton introduced HB 131 yesterday. KDLG's Mike Mason has the story.
Last Thursday, the Fisheries Committee in the Alaska House of Representatives heard information about the growing number of derelict fishing and other vessels in the state of Alaska. Wynn Minifee is the Chief of Operations for the Division of Mining, Land, and Water within the Alaska Department of Natural Resources. He says derelict vessels are found on beaches and shorelines across the state, as well as sunk in the nearshore environment.
We have a lot of stuff that ends up on either shorelands or tidelands that's either abandoned or in poor order.
Minifee noted that any vessel that is anchored in place for over 14 days in state-controlled waters needs a special permit. But he admits that enforcement is lacking in state law.
We don't actually have a very effective means of enforcement authority we don't have any sort of ability to fine somebody if they violate this. And so right now, when we find somebody that does go beyond that 14-day limit, we have to try to get them under authorization, but that can be quite a challenge to do.
Often it's cheaper and more economical for owners to simply scuttle or abandon a derelict vessel. And even if those vessels are sunk at sea, they often wash up on beaches. Currently, DNR has a backlog of 94 vessels on state land, but those are just the vessels formally identified. Minifee confirms that does not count the large number of vessels that have not yet been identified because they are below the waterline or located in unpopulated areas.
Because just about every time we go out and do field investigations of any larger scale, we find more abandoned vessels.
If a vessel needs to be removed or cleaned up, it can be very expensive, and Minifee divulged that the recent effort to remove two vessels that sank in Jackaloff Bay and Lower Cook Inlet cost about $250,000. Representative Paul Seaton is the chair of the House Fisheries Committee.
We're trying to see if there's something we can do in statute to give the departments and get a coordination to proactively work to prevent these sinkings and very expensive operations that have to take place for the state.
Back in October, the Alaska Association of Harbor Masters and Port Administrators passed a resolution requesting stronger municipal powers in regards to abandoned and derelict vessels, and that request is being supported by the Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities, which was represented at last week's meeting by Michael Lukshin. He's the state ports and harbors engineer. He stressed that the issue of derelict vessels in Alaska is not going away anytime soon.
There are many older, less efficient boats that are still floating, especially wooden boats. Many of these boats have been removed from fishing due to the rationalization programs, and this problem will not go away.
Another of those who testified Thursday was Carl Yucatel. He's the vice president of the Alaska Association of Harbor Masters and Port Administrators. He's also the port director for Juneau. Yucatel called for an update to the statutes on the books related to derelict vessels by giving local municipalities some of the same powers the state has to deal with abandoned and derelict vessels.
This proposed authority is necessary throughout the state, but especially in smaller coastal communities where legal and enforcement resources are not readily available to deal with the liabilities and hazards of abandoned and derelict vessels. The construction and operations of harbors by the Alaska Department of Transportation shortly after statehood resulted in regulations which empowered only ADOT to effectively deal with troublesome vessels. Expanding the language to include not only ADOT, but other state agencies and municipalities would appear to be sound legislation.
In his weekly legislative update, Fisheries Committee Chairman Paul Seaton from Homer noted that the derelict vessel issue is growing and is one that needs to be addressed to save the state money and to protect people and the environment. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.